We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we're going to continue our recruiting theme in this fourth quarter, Dustin. We're going to talk about the glamour position, the quarterback position. This is always so important to any recruiting class. It starts with the quarterback, and if you've got a star quarterback, it means so much in so many ways. Obviously, that's the most important position on the field. That's also a guy who could help the rest of the recruiting class. We know that Penn State has had a very good recruiting week, but there's still a little bit of consternation about the quarterback position. What's your overview right now of where Penn State is recruiting this year? We're going to talk a little bit about their history, but where are they right now recruiting for this season?
Well, let me first say, so I thought that this became an interesting topic because I found a message board thread on 24/7, where Steve Wilfong, their national director of recruiting, was involved. And really the gist of the conversation was, what are Penn State's plans if their plan A and plan B don't work out? And there's sort of an interconnection between all those because, you know, Penn State's top two targets, Caleb Williams, who's a five-star from D.C., and Christian Vaiu, which I believe that's the correct pronunciation, who's a four-star from Maryland. Clemson is in on both of these guys. And so the whole idea of these being intertwined, where if Caleb Williams goes to Oklahoma, which that's where all the experts are predicting right now, if he goes to Oklahoma, does Clemson, you know, is their focus immediately directly on Christian Vaiu? And then if that's the case, Penn State going head to head, if it doesn't happen for Penn State with him, then what? So the whole conversation, you know, there's some consternation out there about who Penn State's 2021 quarterback will be. And if you were going to assign betting odds at this moment, I would say that Penn State's 2021 quarterback commit is not yet currently known. I think that will be the leader in the clubhouse.
That is interesting. And partially because, again, this past week, recruiting momentum has built up for Penn State. And again, we saw, you know, James Franklin's ability to recruit and go out of the area. And speaking of out of the area, when we're talking quarterbacks, we've seen in recent recruiting, 2020 quarterback recruit Micah Bowens is out of Nevada. Michael Johnson is what, Oregon? Very Oregon, non-traditional, yeah. recruiting places. And even you could go to Tommy Stevens out of Indiana. So it's obviously you're recruiting nationally when you're recruiting quarterbacks. The other part of it is there is a little bit of that musical chairs. Earlier in the show, we were talking about defensive backs and Penn State bringing in several of them. Well, you could do that at defensive back. Quarterback's a little different animal. And one, as you said, if all of a sudden, you know, Caleb Williams, where all the forecasts for him are to go to Oklahoma, if he were to choose Clemson, there would be a domino effect there. So,
yeah.
And, you know, and for Penn State, what's my only concern is that right now, with the shortened recruiting because of everything going on, it appears they're only really in on these two guys, and I wouldn't call them the favorite for either one of the two. So how important is that, Dusty? What if they, you know, struck out at quarterback this year? What would that mean?
So the good news with that is that, you know, Penn State has taken plan Bs in the past, and they've done just fine with the plan Bs. You know, Tommy Stevens was a plan B to Brandon Wimbush. Sean Clifford was a plan B, so to speak. I think Sean Clifford was he the plan B to Justin Fields? No, that was different classes. After Justin Fields decommitted, I forget who Penn State brought in, but all the classes are running together at the moment. But the good news is that Penn State, they're okay with a guy who's 6 feet tall. You know, they're okay with a guy who isn't going to light it up athletically, or they're not going to have the big powerful arm that warrants national rankings. You know, Penn State has specialized in recruiting guys who kind of fall between the cracks, who aren't dual threats, true dual threats, who aren't true, you know, pocket or power passers, however you want to put that. I think there's going to be another one out there. And I think just because there's not a direct connection yet, you know, maybe Penn State just hasn't moved on yet. If you start to see 2021 offers go back out, that might be a clear indication of where they feel they are with Christian Bayou and Caleb Williams. But I think Christian Bayou is the guy to watch right now. He's a four-star from the Bolo School. It's the same school in Maryland that Dwayne Haskins went to. Penn State was in on Dwayne Haskins before he went to Ohio State also. So I think he's the guy to watch. I'm not counting on Caleb Williams, that trend of him going to Oklahoma. I'm not counting on that being reversed anytime soon. So he's the guy. And if it starts to look like, you know, Clemson is going to be the leader in the clubhouse for him, then you'll start to see Penn State send some other offers out. I think you can find a quarterback who's just fine. You know, given what Penn State's checklist is for a quarterback, you can find that guy in the second half of the recruiting cycle. I'm not too worried about that part of it.
Well, two thoughts on this, Dusty. Number one also is there is so much movement among quarterbacks that just because they start their collegiate career at one school doesn't mean they're going to finish it there. So there's a little bit rotation afterwards. The second thought, though, is something that you just said, which is in the second half of the recruiting cycle, they'll find someone and they'll be just fine. Is that the problem, though, being just fine, as opposed to getting that five-star recruit, the guy who's going to be at the top of his position, so that you get a Trevor Lawrence or a Tua or Kyler Murray or someone like that who is the guy that you need if your aspirations are to reach the college football playoffs?
I don't think Penn State really subscribes to that. I mean, obviously, whenever you have an elite of the elite quarterback, your odds of winning go up. So every program wants that. And it's not that Penn State hasn't looked and hasn't tried and hasn't tried to seek that out. It just hasn't fully come together for them. I mean, they were oh so close on Justin Fields a couple of years ago. But, you know, ultimately, I think pulling him from the state of Georgia was tough. You know, Caleb Williams being in the backyard, it's my belief, and I think I've said this on the show before, but five-star prospects, their recruitments are just different than any other players. Five-star prospects they go national, and they tend to really prioritize where can I make an impact on a team that has a legitimate shot to win a national title. And that list is about five teams long. So the odds of a five-star going to that big five, we're talking about Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, and I would include LSU in that group as well. The odds of a five-star going to one of those five schools are extremely high. The odds of a five-star quarterback going to one of those five schools is even higher just because of the nature of that position. So Penn State is in a chase position and for elite quarterbacks every class. And how many of them are there? You know, that you're looking at elite of elite quarterbacks. Is there what, maybe two, three, four every cycle? The odds of Penn State getting one of those guys is just not extremely high, just given where they are as a program. With that being said, they want that, but I think Trace McSorley proved himself, for example, as being a guy, he could have been the leader of a national championship program. I don't think Penn State not winning and not playing in the college football playoff was a Trace McSorley thing. I think it was just, you know, a combination of other things. So Penn State can win with this formula. I don't think that that's a huge problem. I think quarterback can be developed, especially if you're looking for, you know, your tweener type quarterbacks who are gutsy and mobile and can make good decisions. You can win with that. They just might need to, they're going to be juniors and seniors when you can do it. So I don't know if I really answered that question directly, but Penn State wants a five-star. They're on a long list of schools who aren't getting five-star quarterbacks.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those arguments about do you need an elite quarterback in the NFL to win the Super Bowl? And oh God, I forget his name. There's one poor quarterback, a team that won the Super Bowl without an elite quarterback, and that's
about Trent Dilfer.
There you go. Okay, so there you go. There's your proof. Well, I'm going to throw back at you though, Tom Brady and Joe Montana, and tell you it's a lot easier to win the Super Bowl with that elite quarterback. It doesn't mean 100% has to be that way, but it sure makes life easier. So I think the consternation from Penn State fans is, when do we get one of those guys, or how do we get one of those guys, or can we get one of those guys who may be out of high school? He's not considered one of those two or three elites, but becomes that through development. Now, Penn State, I believe, with their recruiting, has done a really good job. They can take a Trace McSorley, who, you know, other teams want to turn into a safety, and he turns out to be a really good quarterback. And you're right, they can get to the playoffs with a Trace McSorley at quarterback. But when you see things like what Ohio State did when a Justin Fields came in, what Clemson does with a Trevor Lawrence, you realize just how special one of those guys can be. And when you have one of those, a Caleb Williams, in your recruiting territory, it becomes all that much more important to say, here is that opportunity, because you've kind of got him in your home area. So how important would it be? Let's put the positive spin on it. What difference would it make if they could get a Caleb Williams commitment?
I mean, he's the kind of guy who can be a real difference maker. Penn State does not lack for talent, really, anywhere, any position, either side of the ball, up front. You know, I think they're in pretty good shape almost everywhere to have a quarterback who can win games on his own. You know, Trace McSorley, I think he could have led a national title team, but he was not, I'm going to put this offense on my back necessarily. These types of quarterbacks can do that. You know, that would be the next step. The question is, does that need to happen first, or does Penn State need to win at a higher level before they can get there? Those are the questions. Questions for another day, unfortunately. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us on the Keystone Sports app and at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma, or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.